who was a plank owner in the North Carolina. He put her in commission, and he served in the ship until early 1944. He was in the 2nd Division. And I want to ask him especially about the day the ship was torpedoed. At that time, he was on the bridge as the telephone talker connected up with all the lookouts. So he personally was on the bridge when the torpedo hit. So, Henry, take over on that and tell us about it. You don't have to hold this thing. Just go ahead and talk in a normal tone of voice. Well, you were on watch up there on the phones, and what? Remember anything that happened before that? I think you said the Wasp was torpedoed. You were
yes,
watching
that's
that.
Right. The Wasp had, was just been torpedoed, and we didn't know what had happened to her. Was a torpedo or what? And it was so a little bit later. Why the there was reported this torpedo was coming at us off the port bow.
How'd you get that word? How'd you know about that?
Well, there was the first word I heard on it was a destroyer 411 said the torpedo had just passed under it, heading for us. And just a second later or two, lookout spotted said that they seen a torpedo wake coming.
So you got this report yourself over the headphones from a lookout, is that
yes,
right?
Yes, that's right.
So then was it you who told the captain that the lookout had seen a torpedo?
Yes, sir. I told him torpedo wake on the port side there coming in. And So it wasn't just a second or two later, or just seconds later, that the torpedo hit on the port side, and we were making a turn to starboard. That would be right, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think that's
and,
right.
So we had to just throw the rudders hard down, and we were turning to port, and when that hit, why, there was a cloud of water that went higher than the mainmast on the ship, went on up, just a big cloud of water. And we moved under that in our turn. See, we were moving under that water.
Yeah.
See, and it come down on deck. And I guess it must have been about 6 to 7 foot deep, what I can gather.
Was there a lot? Was there water on the bridge too, where you were, or just out on the main deck?
Just some spray come back there on that. Uh-huh. Most of it hit down on the main deck. And of course, there was a lot of smoke and stuff in that. You know, it's water and smoke.
Yeah.
And there was one boy washed over the side in that deal out of the division I was in.
You knew this fellow, did you?
Yes, sir, I did. I was just traded watches with him about a day or two before.
Uh-huh.
He was on 20 millimeter gun and on the main deck down there right out from the officer's quarters where they eat at there on a 20 millimeter gun. And so he got washed over the side out of our division.
What was his name? Do you remember?
I believe the guy on record, but I can't think of his name right now. I can't think of it. And it was also, Pong was trapped and killed in the washroom down there out of our division. And I believe there was two more men that was putting air tests on, one or two more, I believe, down there. Killed it then that same thing. And that washroom.
They just had to be down there putting an air test in a compartment?
Of course, where they're going up to where the washroom was there, in one of them compartments, see.
Yeah.
And they was, was it three or four killed? Do you have a record on that?
We have a record here. I can't remember exactly.
But but I guess the other two, there was either the boy in our division and two or three more that was in there killed in that deal, and they buried him down at
Well, that's all right. Let me ask you a little bit more now. Up on the bridge, of course, you were pretty soon relieved, I guess, but tell us a little bit more of what happened on the bridge. What did the captain do, and was the ship at general quarters already, or did they go to battle stations then, or what?
Well, they had just sounded a battle alarm about, I'd say, a minute before, 45 seconds before the torpedo hit.
Well, then the ship was in the process of going to
general quarters. That's right.
I got you.
And I didn't get relieved up there about 15 minutes, I guess, after this, or 20, because the man that relieved me was the quartermaster in steering aft.
Uh-huh.
And he had to get relieved before he could come up there and relieve me, you know. That was it was the rest of my whole life then before I got relieved. Of course, I knew the torpedo was coming and seen it, and it, of course, I tucked my hand and I was holding something. Of course, when you know something's coming, you don't get shoved as you do when you're caught.
You saw the wake yourself?
Yeah, you can see it coming out there. Uh-huh. And when you know something's coming, you hear it's coming, look out, know it's coming, then it don't shake you. I guess a lot of people got knocked down because they didn't know it was a coming, see?
Well, what kind of a shock did you feel? Did the ship...
It just felt like it. I don't know, it just kind of... sucked it in, jerked it, but it's a pretty good shock. Yeah, okay, just kind of pulled it down. It seemed like it pulled it down on the port side. I don't know.
Uh-huh. Did you notice very much list in the ship after the torpedo hit?
No, after they straightened the rudders up, I couldn't tell. I guess by that time, that's probably, I think they counter-flooded down there. I know they did because old Donnell told me he was the one pulled the thing and counter-flooded it down there. I believe the crew's quarters on the starboard side over there. Yeah.
Well, Henry, you've told us about the time the torpedo hit when you were on the bridge on the phone with the lookouts. Now, what I want to know next is when you went to GQ, to battle stations, what was your battle station?
I was shell deck captain, number 2 turret, and our job was to keep the shell ring full, inner shell ring, and put the shells in the cubes and send them up to the 16-inch guns.
Okay, now, how many men did you have under you then on that level handling those shells? Do you remember how many?
I believe about 10 men, I believe that is, approximately 10 men.
Can you remember anything much about what happened in any of the bombardments when the ship was actually firing 16-inch guns? Like, weren't you aboard for the bombardment in the Marshall Islands at Roy and Namur or one of those places?
Yes, that's right. And our battleship and some destroyers were seeing late afternoon the planes had been bombarding for about 2 days, I believe, and we were sent in to bombard all night to hold the Japs down and keep them getting any sleep or rest or putting up any fortifications because the troops are going to land the next morning after we put an all-out bombardment on the island. So we were sent in that afternoon late to start bombardment about dark. And we fired at different intervals, every 10, 15 minutes, something like that, to keep the Japs down all night long there.
Apparently you would vary the time interval between salvos so they wouldn't know exactly when the next salvo was coming. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
That'd help keep them on edge and keep them jumping over there.
That's right.
Okay.
And I happened to be on the bridge on watch when the message come for us to go in that afternoon and do this bombardment. I'd heard it before anybody else heard it. I heard it coming in over the signal and putting it out before anybody else got it on the ship.
Uh-huh.